This week, a freelance writer and poet tours sites on South Dakota State University's campus. Kathleen Norris prepares for her commencement address.
The title is Refusing to Live on an Island.
Norris knows a thing or two about islands. She grew up in Hawaii, and for this graduation, she travels to South Dakota from her home in Honolulu. Norris says the tropical paradise has something in common with the lands of the Great Plains.
You know, South Dakota is fairly isolated in America. It takes a while to get there. Well, the Hawaiian island chain is the most isolated island chain on Earth. It takes a long time to get there. And people can have that same island mentality where that little part of the world is everything. They don't really want to look beyond.
Her message to students is to eliminate the blinders that narrow their worlds. Nora says thinking of your job or your family or your current surroundings as the extent of all there is to experience does a disservice to yourself and the rest of the world. She draws from her firsthand life experience.
Well, I've lived on islands most of my life. The island of Lemon, South Dakota, surrounded by a sea of grass. The island of Manhattan right after college, which New York City, I mean, people in New York City can be very, very provincial in terms of not looking beyond New York for anything. And there is a lot in New York. There's a lot available to you, but it is not the center of the universe.
That's right. Trace it backwards. Norris grew up in Hawaii, lived in New York City after college, and wound up spending more than two decades in the Rushmore State. Nora says she never actually expected to live in South Dakota, but her mother inherited a house and farmland in Perkins County when her grandparents died.
She had to decide what she wanted to do, and it just, my husband and I were just young writers. We didn't know any better. We just said, oh, we'll just go out there and we'll stay for a while and until you decide if you want to sell everything or what you want to do.
And staying for a while turned into 25 years living in Lemon, South Dakota. She laughs now about how she saw only 2 months a year without something frozen falling from the sky. She embraces her South Dakota connection, even in the Big Apple, when a cashier notices her hometown.
And I was buying a book, because I was taking a train ride somewhere, and the clerk looked at me and said, Lemon, South Dakota, really loud, so everyone in the store could hear it. Do you know any North Dakota jokes? And my friend who was with me was from New York, said, what did he say? And of course, I told him one of my favorite North Dakota jokes. But I mean, I just thought, there you were in Penn Station, and he saw the name South Dakota immediately. Do you know any North Dakota jokes? So I thought that was cool.
So what was your North Dakota joke? Do you remember?
I think it was, what's the motto of the North Dakota Workers Union? What Every man for himself.
She jokes, but Nora says that's just not how people today live, isolated and autonomous. Her many homes offer her varied perspectives of the world. She's establishing archives of decades of work at South Dakota State University, and Norris's travels inspire the main message she communicates through books and poems, that your world isn't yours. Rather, it's part of a greater existence.
I try to write for a broad audience. I wrote a book called Amazing Grace, a Vocabulary of Faith, that is specifically about the Christian vocabulary, but I wrote it intending for, say, a Hindu or a Muslim could pick it up and say, oh, that's what Christians mean by that word. It wasn't a book for Christians only. It was for anyone who was interested in the Christian faith to learn more about it.
Setting up homes and communities around the world is one way people can expand their perspectives. But Nora says people don't have to live anywhere but their hometowns. However, she encourages people to watch films from other countries, read writings from people of different backgrounds, and seek news from around the world written in nations far away.
It's a very big world, and we need to sort of keep our eyes open just to what is really around us and refuse to live on an island. You're sending graduates out into the world, and they really need to inhabit the larger world. They'll need roots in a family or a church or a town or something. They'll need roots. They'll have to be grounded somewhere, but not to have that island mentality, I think, is important.
With new technologies and constant information, Norris hopes these graduates take note of their ever-changing world and embrace all facets of it far beyond the Great Plains, no matter where their journeys lead. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Brookings.